FFA members continuing to lead out loud. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. The 82nd State FFA Convention was held recently, where more than 3,000 FFA members and guests descended on Gatlinburg for the week to highlight leaders in the state and one leader that has gone on to achieve national success.
FFA, of course, prepares students for success through agricultural education, and we focus on premier leadership, personal growth, and career success. In other courses in school, students are taught lots of things, but they're not taught leadership on purpose. And in FFA and agricultural education, students are taught leadership on purpose, and they graduate high school as leaders and not as followers, and they go into any industry they may pursue. They're going to be successful in their careers.
Chelsea Doss is a former Tennessee State FFA president from the Eagleville FFA chapter, and she was elected as the Southern Region Vice President last fall at the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. She gave a keynote address at the state convention this year, telling students success begins with a single step and to have the courage to take that step no matter what. And sophomore Hannah Duggar of the Johnson County FFA chapter says every year it just gets better.
Well, I came to the state convention last year and I was totally pumped. I loved it, and I saw what a good organization the FFA was, and I came back this year and I was still more impressed.
Hannah says convention is something all students should come to at least once.
I'm going to tell them to work your best in FFA, to try their hardest so they can come to the state convention and see that so many opportunities lie here, and it motivates people so much that they could be a better person just by coming.
And students from nearly all 95 counties were represented at the state convention, and a record crowd of attendance showed this year's theme, Lead Out Loud, truly does resonate within the Tennessee FFA. Have a safe day and join us next time on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.